Welcome to Tret Shorts. Tret Shorts is an opportunity for our audience to get a quick exploration into a real estate topic. I'm Stefan Martin, and this is your Tret Short. Today, we are going to discuss mortgage protection insurance. Mortgage protection insurance is a product offered by a number of insurance companies that pays off your mortgage upon the death of the person that is insured. What mortgage insurance isn't is PMI, or private mortgage insurance, which is a protection of a payment taken out by a lender. Mortgage payment insurance has been very popular as of late as the product has become more standardized. Many people believe that much like life insurance, mortgage insurance is a wise decision to cover the eventuality of death and ensure that your house is protected. Many of the companies that market mortgage insurance rely on the same sentiment as life insurance, the idea that anything can happen at any time and that protection is needed. And while this may be a good idea in theory, in practice, it's not the same as life insurance. Whereas life insurance offers a payout upon death that can be used flexibly for any need that the beneficiary may have, mortgage insurance is paid directly to the lender. And in most instances, if the property or the residence has been taken care of during the life of the person that passes away, it's unnecessary, as there will be equity in the property, and more than likely the property will have been taken care of. And so that will leave the person who survives the person that's passed away with a number of options, not the least of which are either refinancing the property, maintaining the property as it was in the past, selling the property if need be, or looking to gift the property to anyone that they feel deserves it. If you really do have a question or an issue about the future and want to make sure that your property is in the right hands upon your death, then it is probably best to get a very robust life insurance policy, which will offer the flexibility necessary to deal with the situation without the binding obligation of paying off the lender immediately upon your death. If for some reason you do not trust your survivors to take care of the affairs, there are a number of ways to structure what happens to the property upon your death through legal means and legal documents. A good and knowledgeable estates and wills and trust attorney will be able to guide you in that area. All in all, this is a product that can be overlooked in lieu of more robust life insurance policies. If you have any opinions on this, feel free to reach us at the Real Estate Think Tank at info@therealestatethinktank.com. We would love to hear from you. This has been a Tret Short.